Well, hello again, my lovely little quiz weasels, and welcome back to another episode of the Pub Quiz. I hope everybody is doing splendidly on this wonderful day, and if you are not, you know, well, that's all right, it will pass, and hopefully in the next few minutes I can put a little bit of a smile back on that lovely face of yours. All right, let's crack on, shall we? Grab yourself a pen and paper, write your answers down. You get 10 questions to start with, and I'll give you the answers at the end, but before I do that, you'll get a golden question and your chance to win yourself £25. But let's crack on, shall we? Here we go. Question number one, as always, is music. Whose 2007 album, Life in Cartoon Motion, featured the songs Billy Brown, Grace Kelly, and Lollipop? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two, history. The Globe Theatre was associated with which influential playwright? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three, around the world. What percentage of European countries are members of the European Union? Is it A, 42%, B, 61%, or C, 83%? And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. Released in 1982, what was the name of the first film in which Sylvester Stallone first portrayed Vietnam veteran John Rambo? I hope you're ready, because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five is sport. Where do the English rugby team play their home internationals? Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. Which disco band had a worldwide smash hit with, do you know what? I'm actually going to spare you, and I'm not going to say YMCA. I couldn't help it, sorry. In October 1978. Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. Beginning in the UK in around 1750, what name is given to the period in history where society moved away from agriculture to machine-driven manufacturing? Don't be impressed, I didn't write it. Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. Oh, I love this. Cœur de bœuf, Ut Willer Spatlaube, and dog snout are all varieties of which fruit? I'm not making that up, I promise. And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. What is the name of the father of the Addams Family? Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard. You'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. Who is the founder and executive chairman of Amazon? That's it, no cheating, your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right, everyone, stop what you're doing. You're out of time. I'm going to give you the answers now, whether you are ready or not. So, here we go. Question number one was music. Whose 2007 album, Life in Cartoon Motion, featured the songs Billy Brand, Grace Kelly and Lollipop? The answer is Mika. Question number two, history. The Globe Theatre was associated with which influential playwright? Of course, it was Wilbo Shakespeare. Question number three, around the world. What percentage of European countries are members of the EU? The answer is B, 61%. Of the 44 countries in Europe, 27 are members of the EU. Question number four, entertainment. Released in 1982, what was the name of the first film in which Sylvester Stallone portrayed Vietnam veteran John Rambo? The answer, of course, is First Blood. And you know what? If you've not seen First Blood, or it's been a very long time since you've seen it, give it another watch, right? Because I have to say, Sylvester Stallone's performance in that film is very good, especially at the end when he has a bit of a breakdown. It's quite touching. And you don't associate that with Sly much, do you? No. Question number five, sport. Where do the English rugby team play their home internationals? Of course, it is Twickenham. Question number six, music. Which disco band had a worldwide smash hit with YMCA in October 1978? That was The Village People. And you know the little dance that you do when you spell out the YMCA? That was made up much later. They didn't actually do that. Question number seven, history. Beginning in the UK in around 1750, what name is given to the period of history where society moved away from agriculture to machine-driven manufacturing? The Industrial Revolution. Question number eight, food and drink. Coeur de bœuf, which, by the way, means heart of beef. Ut villa spatlauber and dog snout are, believe it or not, all types of apple. Question number nine, entertainment. What is the name of the father in the Addams Family? It is Gomez Addams. Of course, who was played in the modern movie incarnations by the late, great Raul Julia, who was a very, very good actor and is much missed. And question number 10, general knowledge. Who is the founder and executive chairman of Amazon? Of course, it is Mr. Jeff Bezos. Right, now it's time for the golden question and your chance to win yourself £25 courtesy of my overdraft. Listen up, because you'll need to tell your little assistant thingy if you actually know the answer, or if you're listening on the podcast version, there'll be a link in the show notes below. All right, so here we go. This week's question is, who composed The Marriage of Figaro? Well, check out you, the classical connoisseur, eh? Wonderful. Right, as I said, if you're listening to the podcast version, the link will be in the show notes below. If this is on your little box of wires that you talk to like an utter, then you'll get a little notification from me in the app that goes with your digital assistant around about now. Just click on that, follow the instructions, and Bob's your uncle. Good luck, everyone.